thanks.
It's Walter's special day.
You know, there are 200 people who work in this office. Every day is somebody's special day.
Hey, Elaine, it's my last day. Have a piece.
All right, pile it on.
Sound familiar? It seems like every office has a cake pusher. That person who's always bringing in treats to work, offering them up slightly aggressively to everyone else. Are you that person, or are you the person who hates that person? Just thought I'd create a binary there. Pamela Clark is editorial director of Australian Women's Weekly Cookbooks. You may also know her as the creator of the Women's Weekly Children's Birthday Cake Book. That book, it's priceless in my house. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Patricia. Lovely to be here.
Are you a cake pusher?
No. Much as I love them and love making them, no, I'm not. I mean, they're absolutely right. There are cakes everywhere, just about every day. And there are certainly seem to be like a closed club of cake pushers.
Yeah, what is it? Like, because when I heard of this story, I instinctively straight away had a reaction to it, because in every office I've ever worked in, there's a cake pusher. There's someone who's like, and then they're like watching you. Have you eaten the cake yet? You know, and you're like, I will soon. I will. I'm going to eat your cake. What is with that? What's the psychology around that?
Well, I'm wondering if sometimes the cake pushers are a little bit on the chubby side, and I put myself in that category, and they don't like slim people standing around not eating cake.
Oh, look, I've seen some skinny cake pushers, I've got to say. Cake pushers, they come
have
in all
you?
Shapes. Yeah, all shapes and sizes, the cake pushers. In my office, at least, they've come in all, they've even, other genders too. They've been men just pushing cakes. In the Women's Weekly office, people must be bringing in cake all the time. Is that the case?
Well, in the test kitchen, which is adjacent to our offices, let me tell you, it's a city of cakes, because we do a lot of baking in there. And there's cake everywhere. So I guess from our point of view, cake can be a bit ho-hum. You know, there's so much of it. It's a bit like working in a lolly factory.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah.
Why have people become so fixated on bringing cakes to work?
I think if they're making them themselves, I think they're very proud that they've made a cake that someone might want to eat. And I think it's a form of, maybe, should I say, showing off a little bit.
Yeah.
Because baking is a bit of a skill, and I've seen so many offices outside of this one, which is a bit unusual, where people say, look what I made, and I've made this in the weekend, and then I'm just bringing you in all these little samples. They're all cut up beautifully, and it's a kind of a way of expressing your achievements, I think.
Yeah, maybe my issue with it is that I am a terrible baker, and it just makes me feel inadequate.
You're not using Women's Weekly recipe.
No, clearly. Well, we've got them in the house, but I make other people actually cook them, including my children. That's how you skill them up. What's the etiquette around this? Are some cakes more acceptable to bring in than others?
It seems to me that the more lavish and over-the-top they are, the better they're received. Now, I would have thought a nice, simple, plain cake with a cup of tea or coffee is preferable, but no. The more chocolatey, the richer, the fattier, the sweeter, the better they seem to be accepted. Go figure.
Yeah, go figure. How should people say no to a cake pusher? Because I'm going to reveal something on air now. I'm just in a revealing kind of Friday mood. But my saying no to cake, because I'm just not really much of a sweet tooth just generally, but my saying no to a cake has been such an issue that I've at times accepted the cake piece knowing I'm not going to eat it because I don't want to make a drama. Is that one way around it?
It is, and I've done that too, just quietly.
So it is a thing that people do. I'm not strange.
Yes, no. And I mean, you can't really, you know, offload a piece of cake into the aspidistra next to you. I mean, you have to be a little bit careful. But you can pick away at it, I think, and then when someone says, why haven't you eaten the cake, you can say, oh, you know, I just had lunch. Or one of the things that people do here, working in the test kitchen, they say, I've just been to the bathroom and cleaned my teeth, and I just can't possibly eat anything. I think that's really cunning.
That's a look at me. My dental hygiene is so extremely high, I can't possibly eat this cake.
Yes, or you can just say, look, I'm doing a sugar-free month. You can always say that.
Ah, sugar-free. Okay, sugar-free. Mm, yeah, okay.
You can do that one.
That's a line.
Or you're gluten intolerant.
No, but then I always work with people who say, but it's gluten-free, and then, you know, you're stuffed then,
aren't
you?
Well, then you've got to do the sugar-free thing.
Then you've got to do some free thing.
Or egg-free, or dairy-free.
Or something.
If you're desperate, you'll do all four.
Pamela, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been fun, Patricia. Thank you.
That's Pamela Clark there. She's the creator of the Women's Weekly Children's Birthday Cake Book. What do you make of cake pushers? Perhaps you are one. I didn't mean to judge, actually. I've got to say, if someone was to come in and push cheese and biscuits on me, I would be refusing. Sometimes it's actually about what you prefer. But cake, not so much. What do you make of it? Send me a text, 0418 226 576 is our number that you can text on. Are you a cake pusher? Are you a pushy? Are you somebody who has stood your ground and said, no, no cake for me? You can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.